I think a few of us might have done it in Hubbard already.
Oh, you did it already?
Or I don't know. I
was it good with Sven, huh?
What?
Nothing. Sure.
I did it.
Okay.
Ninth grade, okay. What grade are you in now? 11th grade. Okay, I have a stomach in a thousand. Listen, you did. You told me you did yesterday. Sig also, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was okay. Is it the chalasa? Okay.
Fine.
Okay. Good. Good. Isaac mitzvah, part of the mitzvah. The Gemara tells us in a few different places the two primary sugyas in the beginning of Maseches Brachos and the second part of Maseches Sukkah and Nachafei. There's a principle called Isaac mitzvah pater. If a person's involved in doing one mitzvah, so he's pater from doing another mitzvah that comes his way. How do we know this? The Gemara derives from a series of psukim, the most famous one being B'shivtcha b'veisecha v'lechtcha v'derech, that B'shiv es didoch, v'lech es didoch. You only chayev to do mitzvahs, you only chayev to say kriyashma if you're sitting around your own house doing nothing, or if you're traveling on your own tiyul doing nothing, but if you're doing b'sheva shemayim, or b'lecha shemayim, you're in the middle of doing another mitzvah, then one would be potter from doing the mitzvah of kriyashma, and from here we derive from all other mitzvahs, Isaac b'mitzvah potter b'mitzvah. This is a din min haTorah that we don't find explicitly anybody who disagrees with. There is a b'raisa that the Gemara quotes in Sukkah Daf Chaf Yamud Beis, that some Rishonim claim, some Tanoim disagree with the Klal of Osa Mitzvah and the Mitzvah, and others say that there is no such Tana. So again, it's questionable whether anyone disagrees with it, but Lamaisa we for sure pass them. I guess it's not Mishnah, Isaac b'mitzvah potter b'mitzvah. So we have to understand what are the parameters, the limitations of this din. So we start off with the question that all the Rishonim are bothered with, what's going on? Isaac b'mitzvah potter b'mitzvah, what kind of halach is that? Isaac b'mitzvah potter b'mitzvah, I got a gewaltig away, I don't have to do any mitzvahs anymore. You wearing tzitzis? Was it wearing tzitzis? Still wearing tzitzis? Okay. So that's why still wearing tzitzis. Yeah. You're wearing tzitzis, you've been wearing mitzvah, finished. The guy wears tefillin, many people wear tefillin all day, the guy's wearing tefillin all day, he doesn't do any mitzvahs. You never have to give tzedakah, you never have to do anything, you don't have to die, you don't do anything. Isaac mitzvah potter mitzvah, gavaldik murder. So this is not a silly kasha, this is Taiz's kasha, this is the Ryan's kasha. Basically all the Rishonim are bothered with this kasha. So what's the answer to this kasha? That's the multi-million-dollar question. Oh, so comes Taiz's in Sukkah Daf Chavei, it leads the Teretz, because the first Teretz, the first Mahalach, Taisa says, the klal of Isaac b'mitzvah, father b'mitzvah only applies when it's Iyav Shalakayim Shneim. When you have a mitzvah, you're doing one mitzvah. It's like the classic example in the Gemara, you're doing a Shabbos Aveda. So right now, I'm taking care of the Aveda, and right now an Ani walks by and asks me for Tzedakah. So I can't put the Aveda down, I'm busy, and it's going to prevent me from doing the mitzvah of taking care of the Aveda. So Isaac b'mitzvah, father b'mitzvah. A guy's wearing tzitzis. What's the big deal? Why does giving money to the Ani, why does that impact upon his performing the mitzvah tzitzis? The guy's wearing tefillin, why does that affect him doing other mitzvahs? Is that, says Taisvis, I think the mitzvah, part of the mitzvah only applies in a situation where it's E.F. Shalakayim Shnei. Adkan Divriya Taisvis. And the Ran disagrees. The famous Ran in the second part of Sukkah, the Ran says no. I think the mitzvah, part of the mitzvah, is a potter legamrei, even if it's efshel lekayim shneim, one is still potter. So what's the answer to this question of Tosfos? Why is the guy who's wearing tzitzit, the guy who's wearing tefillin, not potter for mitzvahs? Says the Ran, the lashon of Chazal is oisek for mitzvah, potter for mitzvah, not mekayim mitzvah, potter for mitzvah. What's the difference between an oisek and a mekayim? An oisek has the connotation of someone who's physically involved in something, who's actively involved in something. That's an oisek for mitzvah. A Mekayim mitzvah means I happen to be fulfilling a mitzvah right now. It's true I'm fulfilling a mitzvah now, but I'm not actively being Isaac in the mitzvah. The guy who's wearing tefillin is right now being Mekayim a mitzvah without being Isaac in the mitzvah. Look at that, I mean, if he's putting on the tefillin, he's tying the tefillin on his arm right now, that's not called an Isaac in the mitzvah, be part of a mitzvah. So Machlaikis ties in the Ran. So much of this Machlaikis revolves around the sugyas in the beginning of the second parak of Masechet Sukkah and Daf Chaf Hem Beis, where the Gemara raises the following issue, specifically about Isaac b'mitzvah potter b'mitzvah as it relates to Sukkah. So, let's say you have an individual who's being involved in some kind of a mitzvah. What mitzvah is he doing? He's being Mesameach Chosev Akala. So he's celebrating, I mean, Gedalik Hashem Abrachas, they're not getting married in Sukkah, they're not allowed to get married in Sukkah, so Samach B'chagech Lob Ishtecha, Eim Arvin Sevim Simcha. So he got married before Sukkot, and now they're in the middle of third day, Hashem Abrachas comes, Sukkot's night, Gedalik, comes to Gemara and says, that a chosin v'sheshvinov kol shiva potem in a sukkah. He's not mechuyev to sit in the sukkah during the whole week of sheva brachas while he's being involved in the simchas chosin v'kala. So adkan divrei gemara. So comes the gemara and says, wait a second, I don't understand. Why Why is he parted from sitting in the sukkah? Why doesn't he even miss sameach in the sukkah itself? Let's bring the whole party into the sukkah. So the Gemara explains why you can't do that. Well, it's not practical. You can't bring the party in. You can't have a simcha in the sukkah. Out of that, the Gemara says it's not an option. So Adkan, the Shakwata, and the Gemara. So the Gemara started out by saying the chasen, the shashvina. Let's focus on the shashvina for a minute. The people who are dancing with the chasen. So the friends of the chasen are parted from sukkah, presumably because of Isaac mitzvah, potter mitzvah. Frak the Gemara, why are they potter? Why don't they all get themselves into the sukkah and do both? And it's the Gemara, it's not feasible, it's not practical to do both. So the question is, how do we reap shot on the shachem of the Gemara? How do we reap shot on the kash of the Gemara? How do we reap shot on the teretz of the Gemara? So comes Tosus and says, this Gemara is the greatest support for me. Why? It says, Tosus, what's the Gemara saying in its question? How can you poke the other person based on Isaac mitzvah, potter and mitzvah? It's Efshel Lekayim Shneim. He can perform both. So why isn't he mechuyev to perform both? How could you let him get out of the mitzvah of sukkah by telling me he's being mesameach chasam akala? Let him be mesameach in the sukkah. To which the Gemara answers, Efshel Lekayim Shneim. It's not practical for whatever reason, technical reasons. It's not practical. So the kash of the Gemara makes perfect sense according to Tosfos. But according to the Ran, who says that Isaac mitzvah potter and mitzvah is a potter gamre, it's across the board. There's no question about it. It's always potter. What's the question of the Gemara? Why is the Gemara draining a cup? Efshel Lekayim Shneim. Who cares if it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim? It doesn't matter. Efshel Lekayim Shneim from today to tomorrow. What's the difference? So what's pshat in the kasha, the Gemara according to the Ran? So comes the Ran and says, no. Even though I hold that Me'ikar Adin, Isaac mitzvah potter and mitzvah is a potter gamre, the guy's mamish not mechuyev to do a mitzvah. But miyais toiv al tikra ra. If you're able to do the second mitzvah, look at it, goyim. He's such a being such a cheapskate and doing mitzvahs. You can do both. So b'vayin d'yam, do both. What's the big deal? So according to the Ran, the Gemara's kasha is not medina that it's efshel lekayim shneim. Therefore you mechuyev to lekayim shneim. Nay, that's not the kasha of the Gemara. The kasha of the Gemara is that be a nice guy. You know, come on, let's do the right thing. Miyais toiv al tikra ra. To which the Gemara says, no, it's not practical, it's not feasible, you can't, it's going to impact on the first mitzvah. So it's a very, very different kasha the way Tosfos learned Pshat in the Gemara and the way the Ran is learning Pshat in the Gemara. According to Tosfos, the Gemara's kasha was Mamish Me'ikar Hadin, that Isaac mitzvah, but mitzvah doesn't apply because it's not a, because it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim. The Gemara answers, no, Efshel Lekayim Shneim. According to the Ran, it was never kasha Me'ikar Hadin. According to the Ran, the whole kasha was, as a midas chasidus, as a mahadrin, the chetchila to do both, but mikra din, you really don't have to do both. Ad kan machlag yisai zirin.
Question on
halacha, how do halacha chasidus have to be a guy? No, the halacha is, the Gemara quotes a name that says that the chasidus, the shashvinin apot the kol shiva. Right, so the Gemara asks why they apot, let's do both. So the Ran learns the kash, the Gemara is not a real kash in terms of midina, you have to do both. You really apot, so I say the mitzvah apot in a mitzvah. So the Ran says the kash, the Gemara was, mi yoy stav atik rira. Okay? That was the kasha.
On the
Amoru, who said that you don't have to. Why not? You should do it. You should do both. So both Tosfos and the Ran, the common denominator of the Pshat is that they're both learning this discussion, the Gemara, the Shachmatai, the Gemara and Sukkah, assuming that it's an issue of Isaac per mitzvah. So the Ravid in his Perush on the Rift in the second Merak of Sukkah has Lagamri a different part. The Ravid says that this is not even called an Isaac per mitzvah. The guy who's stam hanging out with the chosen, he's stam singing with the chosen, that's such an Isaac per mitzvah. Says the Ravid, the tour that the Gemara had in mind was something totally different. The Gemara never said the reason why the Shoshvinim apart, the friends apart was because of Isaac per mitzvah. That Tosfos shtupped into the Gemara. The Ran shtupped into the Gemara. So it's up the Ravid, the tour was out to Mitztaiah. The halach is that a mitzvah is part of minasukah. So mitzvah is not just physical tzar, psychological tzar. So the guy is so upset, he wants to be with his friend. His friend just got married. He's his roommate for the last 10 years. He wants to sing with him and dance. And he wants to spend all shaving brachas with him. So he's a mitzvah is part of minasukah. So that was the Gemara's kasha. What do you mean mitzvah part of minasukah? You could do both. The Gemara wasn't pilpling al Isi b'mitzvah. Isi b'mitzvah, maybe there's no kasha. Maybe the Ran's right. Isi b'mitzvah is the gamri potter. Maybe there's nobody's chasidus to volunteer to do both. The Gemara's kasha was the gamri different. It wasn't even mindan mitam Isi b'mitzvah. It was mindan mitam mitzvah potter b'mitzvah. But whatever, that was the unique sheet that arrived in the sugya. The two basic mahalchim in the sugya, machlag yisrael in the Ran, were the Isi b'mitzvah potter b'mitzvah is across the board, even when it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim, or only when it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim. One has to raise a question about the very nature of Isaac mitzvah, potter b'mitzvah. The term potter is sometimes a little bit of a misleading phrase. When you have an individual who's potter for mitzvahs, a person can be potter for mitzvahs in very, very different types of pturim. So give me a moshe.
I'm done.
Let's say you have a goy is potter from putting on tefillin. So would you say that a goy is really chayv in tefillin? Just the Torah says he doesn't have to. That's ridiculous, right? A goy is not a machayv in the first place. That a mitzvah tefillin was only given to Bnei Yisrael, was never given to goyim. So a goy is mufka legamrei from the mitzvah. He's not even in the parasha being chayv. But sometimes you have an individual who the karon should be chayv in a mitzvah, but right now there's some kind of a technical reason. Right now he's potter. He gets a free pass, get out of jail free. But it's not that he's mufka from the mitzvah itself. So what's pshat oisik mitzvah potter mitzvah? Oisik mitzvah potter mitzvah mean that he has no shaychus to this mitzvah bechlal. He's mamash like a goy vis-a-vis this mitzvah. What does oisik mitzvah potter mitzvah mean? Right now, temporarily, as a tangential region, he's potter in the mitzvah. But bikaron, he's still called a barachiyu. But might have committed. At the end of the day, he doesn't have to do mitzvah anyway. So who cares? Whether you call a potter as a bachiyu, but not a bachiyu, so chara is going to be a big nafkamina for the following. There is a gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, daf kaf chesem and aleph, but the gemara has the following chiddush. The gemara tells us that anyone who's here was in Rosh Hashanah shirum. Who's with us in Rosh Hashanah shirum? Maybe we talk about this a little bit, right? In Rosh Hashanah kaf ches. The gemara says the follows. Let's say you have an individual who's an itim shayta, itim cholim, right? We talk about this. The guy was partially shayta. Nobody knows about this. You never got to it. I don't remember. The guy's a shaita sometimes, not a shaita another times, no. Maybe we'll go back. What? So you have a guy who's a partially shaita, partially a healthy, normal person. So when he's a shaita, he's potter from all mitzvahs. When he's healthy, so he's chayv in all mitzvahs. So let's say it comes Pesach night, and 10 o'clock at night, and he's mamish a shaita. He doesn't know what's going on. He goes out and eats matzah. And then an hour later he feels better, and he realizes that it's Pesach night. Is he mechuyav to eat the matzah again? So the Gemara says yes, he's mechuyav to eat the matzah again, because the matzah that he ate at a time that he was potter cannot exempt him from a mitzvah that he has to do when he's mechuyav b'davar. So in order to be yaitzi mitzvah, you have to be mechuyav b'davar. A mitzvah that you do b'shas p'tuah doesn't exempt you b'shas echiyav. It's very shigemar in Rosh Hashanah daf kuf ches l'alf. Derech agav, there's a famous kasha of the Shagas Ari in that Gemara. The Gemara says in Yevamos that if a goy has children when he's a goy, and then he converts, and they convert also, so he's yaitzid and mitzvah peruvu. He doesn't have to have any more children. So, the Shagas Ari, a goy may not mechuyav in peruvu. It's not for the Shemitz of Bnei Noach. So, a goy, when he did the mitzvah peruvu, he wasn't really chayv in the mitzvah peruvu. So, why should those children count towards the mitzvah peruvu? It's the Shagas Ari's famous kasha. So the Mechas Chinuch answers the kasha based on what we spoke about last night. Who remembers? Last night we started the Mechas Chinuch. The Mechas Chinuch says that the mitzvah of Puruvu is not the Maisa mitzvah of Biyah, but it's the existence of the children. The fact that there are children in the world, that's the mitzvah. That's what the Mechas Chinuch says. Rachman al-Tlan, it's a person has children, the children die, so they're not yet to the mitzvah, they have to have more children. So comes the Mechas Chinuch and says that since the nature of the mitzvah Puruvu is not the Maisa Biyah, but rather it's the existence of children, so you can't use that gemara in Rosh Hashanah Kaf Ches. Rosh Hashanah Kaf Ches means when there's a ma'isa mitzvah that has to be done, the ma'isa mitzvah has to be done b'shas chiyuv. So imtum tzalama, that Tosfos would have been writing in the mouth, like we said last night, that the ma'isa bi is the ma'isa mitzvah, so then if the goy does the ma'isa mitzvah, he's part of the ma'isa mitzvah, that doesn't count to be a tzid mitzvah of having children. But since the nature of the mitzvah peruvu is not that, the nature of the mitzvah peruvu is the existence of the children, so right now the children exist, so who cares that I have, who cares that when the children were created, the person was a goy? It's a lo echbat boy, as long as right now the children exist, and right now he's Jewish, so he's yaitzid a mitzvah. But that's as an aside. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Kaf Ches tells us b'feirush that a mitzvah that you do b'shas p'tuah doesn't count to be a mitzvah. So comes the Einig Yantif and raises the following shayla. This famous shayla that she was called shayla, she was Einig Yantif. Many years ago I bought a sefer once, and he has some fascinating tshuvas. I happened to be flying to Eretz Yisrael, so I took the sefer with me on the plane. So I was just like fiddling through a little bit here and there. He has some really, really good stuff. So there was a guy sitting next to me, I was maybe 20 or something at the time. So the guy sitting next to me, and he asked me, he said, "Do you always read shayla and tshuvas Einig Yantif like on plane rides?" I said, not usually. I said, usually I read other exciting things on plane rides. But anyway, you didn't understand what I was doing. But anyway, I got some good tshuvas. So one of his famous tshuvas that he has is about this shayla. So what's it been in the following case? You have a guy, comes Pesach night, it's 9 o'clock at night, comes to the Seder, and he's not feeling so well. He goes to the doctor. The doctor says, "Gevalt, you have some serious stomach ailment, and if you eat matzah, you're going to die. Terrible, don't eat matzah." The guy says, "Yeah, shmeel, does the doctor know?" So he goes in and eats the matzah anyway. Baruch Hashem, he doesn't die. Then the doctor re-examines him and says, "Guess what, Baruch Hashem, you're a refuah shleim, you're perfectly healthy now. Eat as much matzah as you want." So now, what's the shayla? Is he mechuyav to eat the matzah again? So Frektesh raises the other end of the Shaila. At the time that he ate the matzah, he wasn't mechufti the matzah, because Pikur of Nefesh, v'chaybem patted him from eating matzah. So should we invoke this Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Kavches and say, just as a shaita ate matzah when he was putter, when he was a shaita, it doesn't count to pat him when he becomes healthy, so to the guy who ate matzah when he was in the state of Pikur of Nefesh, doesn't count and he has to eat the matzah over again.
At the time that he couldn't eat the matzah,
No, but the halacha said he's not allowed to eat it. If you would have asked the rabbi right now, rabbi,
no, because it's a sofer, it's a
pikuach nefesh. So
now it's megala that there was no sofer.
No, it could be there was a sofer, just that the Baruch Hashem, he survived. He got sick and he survived. So comes in again to raise the shiloh. What's the nature of the p'tur of chayla, the p'tur of the pikuach nefesh? The guy's pikuach nefesh, not mechuyib to do mitzvahs. So what's the nature of that p'tur? Is pshat that he's not a mechuyib to do? He's mamash like a goy, like Abi Matzah. He's like a kotel, he's like a chayra shayt of a kotel, like Abi Matzah. Or he's basically a barachiyuva, just that right now there's a technical reason that's preventing him from eating the matzah. That's the stuff that the Anigyan raises. He quotes him, achleikis v'shayn v'nyavam, it's all complicated in a raya's back. It's good. So the Chora, that same Shaila that the Yoni Yom Tov is raising vis-a-vis someone who's in the state of Pikuach Nefesh, we can raise vis-a-vis someone who's Isaac ben Mitzvah as well. Is an Isaac ben Mitzvah put them in a mitzvah? He's mamish not a mechubidav, he's mufke from the parish of the Gamrei? Or is Isaac ben Mitzvah put them in a mitzvah just mean that he's basically is a mechubidav, but just right now there's a technicality that's preventing him from doing the mitzvah. So that's the Shaila that we want to raise. What's the answer to that question? Oh, so bring me right for the Ran. No? What do you gain by doing the mitzvah? Very good. So according to the Ran, it's a Raya Pura that the Ran holds that if a person is potter because of Isaac mitzvah, the Ran holds it's an all-encompassing Ptur, even when it's Eshel Kaim Shneim. But still the Ran says you should try to do it. L'chadchil, you should try to do it. Why should you try to do it? Would we tell a goy to try to eat matzah? What do you try to do it for? You're not in the Chibidav. It's not even, it doesn't even count as a mitzvah for you. So what do you try to do it for? You don't get anything from it. So l'chor zem and fendoy, you see from the sheet of Saran, that the nature of Isaac mitzvah potter in a mitzvah is not that he's not a mechubidavar. He's a mechubidavar right now. He has a temporary p'tor, but he's still called a mechubidavar, and the mitzvah still counts as a mitzvah klap
ishmaya.
And
because the Ran also says that l'chachli should be doing it.
Yeah, the Ran says l'chachli should do it. So why should he do it? What are you gaining by doing it? You're nothing. It's like a goy putting on tefillin. What are you gaining? What are you eating the matzah for? So you see from here that the Ran held that no, that it is considered to be it's considered to still be count as a mitzvah.
Really? So. Because
it was literally,
then it's never
going to
come up.
No,
because
you're
not
shaking
the mitzvah,
but
you can't do anything else.
No, but according to the text, let's say the guy's been asking the mitzvah, and he really is not supposed to stop, but he goes out and he stops anyway, in the middle of doing it, and it shares the first mitzvah, and he does it. So what would the din be? So does anyone disagree with the Ran? So the Ritva disagrees with the Ran. The Ritva Masechah Sukkah raises the following kash. The Ritva says, we have machlokes tais in the Ran with an oisiv mitzvah potter, and mitzvah frek to Ritva kasha. According to the Ran, I understand why the Torah has to tell us Isaac mitzvah potter mitzvah. Why? Because what would I have said without the Xeris HaKos of Isaac mitzvah potter mitzvah? What would you have said?
Do both
of them. What's the Shah? Do both. So according to the Ran, it's a gewaltige chiddush. Isaac mitzvah is a gewaltige chiddush. That even though you could do both, you don't have to. According to Tosfos, that Isaac mitzvah potter mitzvah just means if you can't do both, so don't do the second one. And what would I have said without a pasuk? What in the world would I have said? I'm doing one mitzvah now. It's impossible to stop this mitzvah and do the other mitzvah. So what would I have said? For Shteitzach, I have to do the first mitzvah. What's the smartest say fakir? So it comes with one and says, no. The chiddush of Isaac with mitzvah is like this. If I was doing a mitzvah, which is a mitzvah kala, and now a mitzvah chamura comes my way, so I would have thought it pays for me to stop the mitzvah kala to do the mitzvah chamura. Kamash v'lon not. What's the kamash v'lon, Rabbi say? Why is there kamash v'lon not? Zofti Ritva. Whenever you're doing mitzvah A, mitzvah B is dido like a dov harishus. It's not a mitzvah anymore. So even though it's in theory on the books, it's a mitzvah chamura, but it's not a mitzvah bichlal. So chamash belon, the chiddush of Isaac b'mitzvah is that the second mitzvah is mamash like a dov harishus, and therefore you're not allowed to stop the divine mitzvah to do the dov harishus. So it comes out according to the Ritva, who is going bikvas atosvus, who is bothered with the kasha. Why do you need Isaac b'mitzvah in the first place? Take a look at you doing the first mitzvah. The Ritva is mechadish for us, the exact opposite of the Ran, that the relationship between the first mitzvah and the second mitzvah is like a relationship of a divine mitzvah to a davar rishos. According to the Ritva, the second mitzvah is mamash kiman d'leisa. The second mitzvah doesn't count, So therefore, if a person is in the middle of doing mitzvah A and now he goes in and he does mitzvah B, he didn't do anything. He's mamash in a mechuy bedover. So that child that we raised is an oisim mitzvah patur and mitzvah a mechuy bedover, not a mechuy bedover, because the second mitzvah that he does is he gets charfer, does account to according to the Ran it does, but according to the Rizvav it does the toises it doesn't. The Mishneh Berurah in Hilchos Pesach just writes the davar pasha like the Ran. He quotes the Ran that oisik b'mitzvah patur, a mitzvah is not an outright patur in the sense that you're not a mechuy b'dav, you are a mechuy b'dav, the mitzvah counts as a mitzvah. The only thing is the Mishneh Berurah is not sure, can you say if it's sivana on it? Let's say a guy's doing one mitzvah, and let's say we pass it look like the Ran, we have to pass it look like the Ran, I say mitzvah patur lagamrei. So a guy decides he wants to be a nice guy and do the set of mitzvah. He's not really mechuyev to do it, but he wants to do it miyos tava tikkur ra, like the Ran recommends. Can he make a bracha not? The Mishneh Berurah blight by his sofek, can he make a bracha? How can he say b'tzivanu? Asher can dishana mitzvah, you say b'tzivanu, he's not really mechuyev b'dover. Oh, so it's a peladik of Mishneh Berurah, because the machlaik is the mechaber in the Ramah, because the Ram and Ramin Atam, can women volunteer to recite bracha? So according to the Rambam, a woman cannot say asher can dishana mitzvah b'tzivanu on sitting in the sukkah or shaking a lulav. She's not mechuyev. The Rambam holds you only make a bracha on a mitzvah you're mechuyev in, and the Beit HaTam disagrees and says no. That since she gets a kiyum mitzvah, since the ma'aseh she's yotzei mitzvah, it's an einu mitzvah of the yotzei, she can still recite a bracha. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rambam, but the Rambam paskens like Beit HaTam. So the Mishneh Berurah is the Ashkenazi. The Mishneh Berurah's wife made brachas when she started the sukkah. She made brachas when she shook a lulav. So we who paskin that women are allowed to make brachas on a kiyum mitzvah, the chur the isaac the mitzvah is no worse than a makayim like a woman. So just as the woman makes the bracha, asher can she's not really mechuy b'davar, so too an oisik b'mitzvah can make it as well. So it's a peladik of Mishneh Berurah Nuchas Pesach. But a kopon in terms of are you yotzei the mitzvah? So the answer is according to the Ran, yes. That's not a Mishneh Berurah paskins against the Ritva. We paskin halacha that it is considered to be a mitzvah. It is considered to be a mechuy b'davar. What qualifies as a mitzvah in order to say oisik b'mitzvah patur min a mitzvah? Every mitzvah a person does counts as a mitzvah, a patur a person from other mitzvahs. So one exception to the rule seems to be Talmud Torah. The person involved in Talmud Torah, so you don't say oisik b'mitzvah patur min a mitzvah. Why not? Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah, Talmud Torah k'nei kulam. So l'chora, because of the very nature of Talmud Torah, the guy is going to patur himself based on Talmud Torah, he'll never do any mitzvahs. So the halacha is that if a person is just learns and does do mitzvahs, that's terrible. Gadol Talmud should make it a day nicer. So Talmud Torah built into the system of Talmud Torah is that you don't apply the rule of Isaiah from mitzvah part of the mitzvah. There's a different klal on Talmud Torah. Let's say a guy is doing Talmud Torah and another mitzvah comes his way, and the other mitzvah can be performed by somebody else. It's Efshel Asas and De'achayrim. So the Gemara says they should have somebody else do the mitzvahs. Let's say come the middle of learning and some tzedakah opportunity comes up, but somebody else can do it. I'm not the only qualified gabbai around. Somebody else can go collect the money, so then I should stay in the base medrash and let somebody who's not learning go do the tzedakah. Masha'en kein, if let's say I'm the best qualified person, or let's say there's some act of chesed that has to be done and I'm the only one who could do it, or I'm the best qualified one who could do it, so then the halacha is you have to close your gemara and go take care of the mitzvah, then go back to learning afterwards. So Talmud Torah is not bound by the rules of Isaac the mitzvah, but it is bound by a different set of rules of Efshel Asas Ne'achem or Efshel Asas Ne'achem. There's a very funny Rambam in the beginning of Ches Ishus about this, but the Gemara Maseches Kedushin tells us that even though a person technically is supposed to get married right at the age of 18, why is a person supposed to get married at 18? He should get married when he's bar mitzvah. Bar mitzvah is chayav b'rol mitzvahs. So the Mefarshim explained that puravu is an exception to the rule. He's not technically mechuyev puravu until he has the chance to learn a little bit. So since he doesn't really start to learn until he's 15, because ben chamesh is right Talmud, so you got to give him a couple of years to learn a little bit, because otherwise, if he doesn't learn a little bit, so then he's not going to be able to function properly in all of Torah. So give him until 18 bekoshi to get married. So the mitzvah puravu only begins at the age of 18. But once he reaches the age of 18, then he becomes tachem mechuyev in the mitzvah puravu. So comes the Gemara in Kedushin and says, there's a patur, he's sitting and learning. If the guy's mamish learning, so v'chayim mitzvah, v'yasek v'tayrah, so he's allowed to delay getting married. So there's machlekes that we show them how long is he allowed to delay getting married for. So some the Rosh writes that there's yesh kitzvah l'davar. There's got to be a cutoff point at some point, otherwise the guy will never get married. So the Rosh says, there's got to be some point, but it's unclear what that point is. Some achrayim say the cutoff point is 24. If past that, you mamish mevatlas and mitzvah. Then there's no heter whatsoever. But unless you can't find the right girl, you can't find the right girl. Okay, do others right. The patre, so we have to keep on trying. But the mitzvah of puravu, according to the Rosh, cannot be suspended indefinitely because of Talmud Torah. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam seems to say that a person, technically speaking, can can keep on delaying getting married as long as he's involved full time in Limud HaTorah. Why is that? So the Rambam writes, because it's like an oisei b'mitzvah part of the mitzvah. He's involved in the mitzvah of learning, so therefore he can avoid doing the mitzvah for revu. And Efshel Olam is kaima de'achayim, but other people will have children. So he won't have children, other people will have children. So it's a very, very difficult Rambam, because the regular klal of oisei b'mitzvah part of mitzvah doesn't apply to Talmud Torah and Cain. You never do any mitzvahs. The klal of Efshel Asosa De'Cheirim, that doesn't apply to Puravu. That means that there's some kind of a mitzvah. It's not my personal mitzvah. It's not my personal mitzvah to make sure the chesed gets taken care of. Somebody's got to take care of that chesed. So somebody else can do it. What do I have to do it for? But when it comes to Puravu, what do you mean somebody else is going to have children? That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is for me to have children. So what do you mean I'm going to delay? I'm going to delay down. I'm going to sit in the base parish until I'm 55, and somebody else is going to have children. That's very nice. There'll be Yotzei mitzvah, but I'm still losing out my mitzvah. So the Rambam is a difficult Rambam. The Maisa, the regular rule seems to be, notwithstanding that Rambam, Talmud Torah is not governed by the rule of Yotzei the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that the Lashon of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Ibn Ezra, is that if a person delays in Puravu, that's considered like Mavatla HaMitzvah. It means there are some mitzvahs that if a person delays, it's just considered to be like a lack of Zerizus. And the other mitzvahs, if a person calls out, the person is not actively doing it, it's like a Bittul HaMitzvah. So the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch both use that Lashon, it's considered to be like a Bittul HaMitzvah. That's an important discussion. You know, people can discuss if a couple gets married, so sometimes couples give all kind of excuses. They don't want to have children right away, hand in the air, and I says, so sometimes there's a medical reason that justifies it, but 99.9% of the time there's no reason to justify it. So a couple has to be explained that that's not kalacha, that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch consider that to be a bittul mitzvah. Once a couple gets married, so then they're supposed to try to have children as soon as possible, unless again there's some very unique medical situation that has to be taken into consideration. Anyway, getting back to this story, so the one of the exceptions to the rule of Isaac mitzvah part of the mitzvah. Why are you going now? Where is she? Wait, let's talk. Tell them. So are there any other exceptions to the rule of Isaac or Mitzvah? Any other kind of mitzvahs that are not subject to the rule of Isaac Mitzvah part of the mitzvah? So there is a Gemara in Maseches Sukkah in the first parak where the Gemara invokes the principle of Isaac Mitzvah part of the mitzvah concerning a person who's going to be Machmo Pnei Rabbo Beregel. So the Gemara tells in Sukkah Dav Chav Zayin there's a mitzvah to visit one's Rebbe on Yantif. The Gemara says if a guy's in the waiting to visit his Rebbe, so then he doesn't have to sit in the Sukkah. That's what some say where the Hasidic Shemini of not eating in the Sukkah Shemini Atzeres came from. The Gemara says, Beferish in the Sukkah, that you have to eat in the Sukkah. If you live in Chutz La'aretz, you have to eat in the Sukkah Shemini Atzeres. Beferish Gemara So some say in Europe, the Hasidim used to go visit the Rebbe and Shmini Yitzhak Sinf Mestara, so there was no room. So they all got remarkable for Rabbi Rebbe. They couldn't get 10,000 Hasidim into the Sukkah, so they were potter. So it could be that was true. But that's not necessarily true. A person's sitting in Tinek and they're not going to visit the Rebbe and Shmini Yitzhak, they should be in the Sukkah, like it says in Shulchan Aruch. Anyway, that was just an aside, sideshow from our sponsor. So getting back to this story. So the Gemara invokes the principle of Asim Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah vis-a-vis the Mitzvah of Machpel Pnei Rabba or the Chag. So this is the question: is this really a valid application of this principle? So in the back of the Gemara, there's one of the Mefarshim called the Mitzvah Eisan. So he has all arichas about this. How could it be that the Mitzvah of Machpel Pnei Rabba the Chag is considered to be a poter from the mitzvah of Sukkah? You have to go, Machpel Pnei Rabba b'Chag is only a mitzvah derabbanan. It's not a mitzvah derais. It's quoted from a pasuk and say from a lochem. Who remembers? And remember the bachor? When Isha Shunamis, when Elisha, blesses this woman to have a baby, so then the baby dies, so she comes running with the baby to go find Elisha, so she's running to go find Elisha, so her husband says, where are you going? Why are you going to see Elisha? The husband didn't realize the baby had died. So he says, what are you going running to see Elisha? It's not Yom Tov, it's not Shabbos, it's not Rosh Chodesh today, what are you going running to see Elisha? So the Gemara says, for the fact that her husband's screaming and saying, what are you going to run to the Navi for? It sounds like if it would have been Yom Tov, he wouldn't have screamed it out. It makes sense that she's going to the Navi. Because you have to be Makhlof and Rabbi B'chad. So the Mitzvah Eisan assumes it's only a Mitzvah Derabbanan, it's not a Mitzvah Deraisa, it's not Pasuk in Malachim, it's not a Mitzvah Deraisa. So he assumes that how can the Mitzvah Derabbanan, Makhlof and Rabbi B'chad, how can that serve as a pope there in the realm of Isaac the Mitzvah, Potvim and a Mitzvah? That's the Kash of the Mitzvah Eisan. So the Mitzvah Eisan raises the following suggestion, that if you look carefully back at the Makor of the Gemara for Isaac Mitzvah, Patvin Mitzvah, so the Gemara says, B'sheves didoch, u'balechas didoch. Whenever you are doing your own personal needs, then you have to do mitzvahs. Whenever you're not doing your personal needs, then you have to do mitzvahs. It says the Mitzvah Eisan, Gavaldik Yisrael. He said, a mitzvah derabbanan is not really called a mitzvah on a level of derais. It's not a mitzvah derais that could talk to you. But it's still not sheves didoch. That means if the nature of the din would be that you have to be Isaac in a mitzvah to party from a mitzvah, so the attack would be a gevalt kasha. But since that's not what's necessary is in order to be chayvin mitzvahs, you have to be doing private needs. And as long as you're not doing private needs, you're potter. So a mitzvah derabbanan is not a private need. A mitzvah derabbanan is not a mitzvah either, there, right? But it's not a private need either. So therefore, it's enough to potter you from doing mitzvahs. That's his shul Torah. So this question, Rabbi Chana has a whole pilpul about that. Is that really right? Is that really the nature of the din? It's back and forth about this. What? Rogam, yeah. So it sounds like anything you're doing, any tzarchei shemayim of any shape would be enough to pass a strange part. So the simpler answer, I think, to the question is like this, that the nature of this mitzvah, Machpel Pnei Rabba B'Chag, has to be re-evaluated in order to understand whether the whole question of the mitzvah Eisan was right in the first place. So there is a fundamental question: what's the nature of the mitzvah of Machpel Pnei Rabba B'Chag? What's the nature of this mitzvah? So one can understand this mitzvah one of two ways. Then it wants to have this this particular part of the shiur is more v'yarichos and more Torah. I gave the shiur in Warsaw. So today I spoke about the shiur I gave in Krakow. This part of the shiur I gave in Warsaw a few months ago. The reason why I spoke about it in Warsaw is because we had just come from Ger. Ger is a suburb of Warsaw, about 45 minutes away from Warsaw. We had been in Ger beforehand, and Ger was a very famous city in Europe because that's where all the Hasidim would come on the Yom Tov. That's where the Ger Rebbe lived. So Ger itself was only had about 3,000 Jews in it, but on Yom Tov it had about 100,000 Jews. So they showed us some pictures. They're pictures from Ger from the 1920s, 1930s, what the streets looked like in Ger. There was actually a picture that somebody took in Yom Kippur. This wasn't one of the Hasidim. But somebody took a picture that said Yom Kippur in Ger 1930 something or other. It was mind-boggling, is it? We were in the shul, we were in the Besmedish of the Ger Rebbe, the Sfas, and you could see all the Hasidim in the street. Mamish, the minyan was piled, the whole streets of Ger were full of people davening. There was mamish no room. So anyway, when we got to Warsaw a little bit later, so they wanted me to give a shiur there. So I gave a shiur related to the mitzvah Lila, of Machpel Pnei Rabba B'Chag. What was the significance of Machpel Pnei Rabba B'Chag? So the one could raise a basic hakira at the shiur I gave in English. There were two shiur given that night. One was given in Polish by somebody else. I didn't understand the shiur, and then I gave the shiur in English. So then nobody understood me. The only Americans understood me. So there is a basic hakira about the nature of the mitzvah Machpel Pnei Rabba B'Chag. What's the nature of this mitzvah? Is the nature of this mitzvah covered yomtiv type halacha? That's to enhance yomtiv, or is the nature of the mitzvah a kavod tamid chachamim type of halacha. That it's a, considered to be a kavod to the rabbi. It's a chashuv day. I'm all dressed up. I'm all, you know, I'm spiritually pursuing different things. So I go visit my rabbi. That's a demonstration of kavod atayra. So what's the mechayev of machlok rav b'chag? Is it all rooted in hilchos yontif, or is it rooted in hilchos kavod tamid chachamim? So if you look interesting in the Rambam puts these halachas in the area of Hilchos Tamat Torah. He doesn't put it in Hilchos Yom Tov. He puts it in Hilchos Tamat Torah, which seems to point in the direction that the Rambam held. He puts it with the din of Kavod Arav, seems to point that it's a din of Kavod Tamid Chachamim. That's what the Nebi Yehuda has, a Chiddush Gadol. The Nebi Yehuda claims the mitzvah doesn't apply b'zman hazeh. Probably in Gerd didn't pass like this. But the Nebi Yehuda claims that the mitzvah of visiting a Rebbe doesn't apply b'zman hazeh, because the Gemara says in Kiddushin that you're not supposed to stand up for your Rebbe more often than you stand up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you only get up for the Ribbono Shel Olam Shachris or Arvis, you should only get up for your Rebbe Shachris or Arvis also. Unless there are other people around who didn't see you get up, then it's a Marasai and you got to get up all day. But in the Ikra Din, you only get up for your Rebbe, only the amount of times you get up for the Shechita, no more. So the Rebbe says, Bizmana Beis HaMikdash Kayam, they used to go Alil HaRegel, so then it made sense to go visit your Rebbe. His man is there that we don't go Alil HaRegel anymore, it would be a Bizoyin HaShechina for us to go visit the Rebbeim, it would be a lack of covet of Shemayim. So that Shtikl Torah, the Rebbe only makes sense if you hold that the nature of the mitzvah of visiting a Rebbe is out covet HaMin HaChamim. So then it makes sense, you don't give more covet to your Rebbe than to covet Shemayim. But if the nature of the mitzvah is covet HaRegel, so that's absurd. That would be like saying, well, you can't bring a carbon today, so therefore don't have Bos V'yayim in Yontif. You can't go to the Beis HaMikdash, therefore don't have a Sudas Yontif. That's ridiculous. Whatever you can do, you do. Whatever you can't do, you can't do. So the Rebbe Yehuda seem to be going like the Rambam, that the nature of the mitzvah is a kovet haraf type of halacha, not a kovet haregel. If that's true, that in fact that's the nature of the mitzvah, of going to visit a Rebbe is a mitzvah kovet tamid chachamim, but it's really a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's the mitzvah of Bnei Seva Tocha, Berdata Bnei Zochin. It's a mitzvah es Hashem lakecha tibur l'rabos tamir chacham. It's a mitzvah b'mechaved yireb b'mechamed tamir chachamim. It's just the particular details of how to do it were instituted by the chachamim, were instituted by the neviim, whatever it was. But the mitzvah is fundamentally a mitzvah d'oraisa. So when a guy's going to visit his rebbe and yontif, you don't say I'm doing a mitzvah d'rabban and therefore how dare I not eat in the sukkah d'oraisa. No, I'm doing a mitzvah d'oraisa. The mitzvah esan was assuming that I'm only doing a mitzvah d'rabban and the whole mitzvah is only rooted in d'rabban. So mehechatayis that could pop me from a d'oraisa. You got to have a shtickle razzle dazzle. Etc. According to what we're saying, that the nature of the mitzvah is mamash, mitzvah d'araisa, the kushas make our leisa. So of course, the din of the mitzvah applies to it. There is a famous application of Isaac mitzvah part of the mitzvah related to the mitzvah of tzedakah. It's called the famous pruta of Yosef. Where it says that the person is doing, let's say, a shavas aveda, so they don't have to do tzedakah at that moment. And that's in fact what Rav Yosef said. The Shomer Aveda is called the Shomer Socher. So, like Rabbi Rav Yosef is a Shomer Aveda, a Shomer Chinim, or a Shomer Socher. So, the Chari should be a Shomer Chinim. He's not getting anything. So, Rav Yosef is Mechadish and he's a Shomer Socher. Why is he a Shomer Socher? Because he's gaining something, because he doesn't have to give tzedakah at that moment. So, he's making a few pennies. So, there is a famous question that's asked on this Prut of Rav Yosef, this application of Yosef mitzvah pot mitzvah to tzedakah, the Chor, a very, very basic question. There is a Gemara in the beginning of the Basra that says...
How
does that work according to Tosfos? So Tosfos says that your mamash should be Yosef with your Veda right then, it's going to take, you're shaking out the talus, you're taking care of it or something, and if you give the Ani tzedakah, it's going to mess up what you're doing. Tosfos says that.
In
the Echonami,
you have it in the safe.
Right. No. The whole mice of Shemira, you're getting paid for. I'm getting paid for that one pruta that creates the status of Shemisefa the whole time. So comes the Gemara at the beginning of the Basra and tells us that Kaifin out Tzedakah, that if a guy doesn't want to give Tzedakah, so Bezin can force him to give Tzedakah. So all the Rishonim are bothered, how could that be? The Gemara says in Chulin that Ein Kaifin al mitzvah Shematan Tzchar B'tzidah. When you have a mitzvah that the Torah promises you the Tzchar with that mitzvah, so Bezin doesn't get involved. It's not Kaifin, why? The guy doesn't care what the Rabban Shalom says. The other Rabban Shalom is promising you a Riches Yomim for doing a mitzvah, and the guy goes ahead and doesn't care what the Rabban Shalom is promising him. So basically, it's not going to go ahead and take his steps against him. That's what the Gemara says. Ein koifin al mitzvah kibur avim. Kibur avim is a mitzvah matan schar b'tzida. He's supposed to do it, but even though generally there's a klal of koifin al mitzvah, so wouldn't apply to kibur avim. So Frek tells the Kash and Bava Basa Devches. How could Bezdin be koyf for the mitzvah of tzedakah? Tzedakah is matan schar b'tzidah. Where's the matan schar b'tzidah? This is Parsha. Parsha's right. It says, "Kefesayach tiftach es yoncha loy vaveita v'tena de machzor shem." So, what does the Torah promise you? The Torah says that The Rebbe Shalom promises you a tremendous bracha v'atzlocha to give him tzedakah. It's a frek tezikash. It's a mitzvah sheman schar b'tzida. So if it's matan schar b'tzida, l'chora ein kaifin ala mitzvahs. That's tezis kash. So Tosis gives a few answers to the kash. One answer Tosis says is that the din of kfiya for tzedakah is not mitam the mitzvah tzedakah. It's mitam taxes of town. The Gemara says that everybody has to participate in paying taxes. We spoke about in the first year. Everyone's got to pay taxes. So you have a guy in town says, I don't want him to pay taxes. So the Beis Din forced him to pay the taxes. You want to use the roads? You want to use the bridges? So you got to pay the taxes. What do you mean you're not going to pay? So comes Tyson and says, every town has to create a tax system. So whatever the tzarchi year are, so you have to raise money to support the army, and you have to raise money to support to pave the roads, and you have to raise money for the social welfare of those people who are more needy. So part of the taxes of the town are to collect money to pay for the anim, to support the anim of that town. So when the Gemara says kaifet al tzedakah, the Gemara doesn't mean they were kaifet to fulfill the mitzvah of tzedakah. The mitzvah of tzedakah is taken the mitzvah of tzedakah tzedakah. But paying for the taxes to support the anim is no different than paying taxes to pave the roads. So that's the tzorach of the year. So that's why we're kaif. We're kaif al dini mamonis. If you don't want to pay taxes, we said before, so leave the town, don't live in the city. So that's one teretz that Taisa says. But Ayyish Lai, Taisa says no. Tzedakah is different. Even though generally we're not kaif and a mitzvah shema and shabbat, tzedakah is different because tzedakah is a los asay. It's not just an asay. Where's a los asay of tzedakah? Los yamas is levacha. Los sikbos is yam. This week's parash, parash tray. So says Taisa, the los asay, we got to prevent the guy at all costs, stop him from violating a los asay that we have to stop him from. Adkan devriat Taisa. So comes Rabbi Chanan and asks, if Taisa is right, that Tzedakah is also a losa say. So then, how does the concept of Aitzi mitzvah, Patur mitzvah, make any sense by Tzedakah? Aitzi mitzvah, Patur mitzvah is only a patur for mitzvah say. It's not a patur for mitzvah losa say. Let's say a guy is going to be Aitzi get a mitzvah. Right now, I'm doing a mitzvah meshomer aveda, so I'm going to eat treif. Going to run, even after the Kavish Temach. I'm going to do malach on Shabbos because I'm going to talk Lashon Hara because I'm Aitzi mitzvah, Patur mitzvah. A joke. That's a late sonus. Aitzi mitzvah, Patur mitzvah only applies to mitzvah say. Everybody knows that. So actually, you have this Anuchas Einen. You have a lot of discussion about this. And Einen is part of all mitzvahs asay in the Torah. According to Rashi, at least it's based on Osir mitzvah part of the mitzvah. Thinks Rashi and Tosfos. So he's only part of the mitzvah asay. He's not part of the mitzvah los asay. I just lost the mace before he buries the mace. He's not allowed to trade. He's not allowed to talk Lashon Hara. He's not mechuyav the mitzvahs. So you have certain mitzvahs that are tough calls. If they mitzvah asay, mitzvah los asay. Until Moshe Matilas Yadayim. Is the Tilsi Daim primarily a mitzvah sasei midir abonim to wash the Tilsi Daim? Or is the Tilsi Daim primarily a mitzvah lo sasei, not the bread without the Tilsi Daim? Is it essay a lo sasei? So that's a sophic in the Pesach Tshuva. So you have a lot of these kinds of things that go either way. Is it an essay a lo sasei? But the klal is for sure, Isaac mitzvah, popular mitzvah only applies to asseis, not to lo sasei. So Frank to Machanan, if Tais is right, there's a lo sasei involved in tzedakah, what shy have to say Isaac mitzvah, popular mitzvah by tzedakah? You don't say Isaac mitzvah, popular mi lo sasei. So comes Rabbi Chanan and says, you have to say the following yisoid. Even though there's a los asay involved by tzedakah, but the los asay is neveya from the asay. It means basically, the relationship between the asay and the los asay as follows. The Torah says, give tzedakah. The Torah wants you to give tzedakah. It's a mitzvah asay to give tzedakah. Then the Torah says, to boost it, to make it stronger, the Torah Kedosha says, that if you don't give tzedakah, we're going to throw the books at you. We're going to say, not only are you in violation of an asay, but you're in violation of a los asay also. So the whole purpose of the los asay is just to give chizah, to make the asay stronger, but it's not an independent los asay. Now, let's say malach on Shabbos. So malach on Shabbos, the Torah says, you're not allowed to do malach, and the Torah says there's a mitzvah asay to rest from malach. The los asay is not given to chazik the asay. If anything, the asay is given to chazik the los asay. But by tzedakah, Tosha says, by tzedakah, the Rebbe Chanan says, the nature of the mitzvah is such that it starts out as an asay, and the losa is just the chazak an asay. So therefore, says Rebbe Chanan, we have to first be down, are you mechuyav in the asay or not? If we can pass it up that you mechuyav in the asay, then the losa say applies to you. If we pass it up that you're potter from the asay, then the losa say doesn't apply to you. So the guy who doesn't want to give tzedakah, he's mechuyav in the asay of tzedakah. We can't be kaifer because ain't kaifer on mitzvah shmatan schar betzida. But the losa say is still present, so you have to be kaifer based on the losa say. Because the losa say applies to him since he's beikaron and mechuyav bedover in the asay. But when it comes to Isaac the mitzvah paskins up that he's potter from the asay. So if he's potter from the asay, what shaykh to speak about the losa say? So how can you turn around and tell him that he has to do the losa say? Is that true that he's potter from the asay? So then they smack a little bit like the Rambam. Maybe. Rav Chanan does that. I don't think he addresses that nekuda. He's assuming, even according to the Rambam, you're still basically, right now you're potter, whether it's not mechuyev, yeah, mechuyev. Lamaisa, right now we can't invoke the assay on you, so we can't tell you to do the assay, so we're merely a potter in the los assay also. So therefore, Rav Chanan says, we can circumvent the los assay. Once Isaac Mitzvah knocks out the assay, the los assay is out of the picture. Where did Rabbi Chana get such an idea that sometimes you have a relationship between an asay and a los asay as such that the los asay is not independent, standing on its own two feet, but rather it's just the chazik asay? Anybody knows the mokhmer and the rishonim for this? It's a famous Ramban in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Aleph, and it's this Yisrael Rabbi Chana. The Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Aleph says that a woman has to build a makkah. Makkah is one of those mitzvahs which a mitzvah say she ain't as man grom. There's no time when you build a makkah. You have a roof in your house, you gotta build a makkah. So comes the Ramban and asks the Kasha, I don't understand, what does the Gemara have to say women have to build a makkah because it's a mitzvah say she'en as man grama? Even if it would have been zman grama, they still would have been chayav as build a makkah. Why? So what is the Gemara pilpulim with mitzvah say she'en as man grama? Typically that the mechayav is off the lav. So zok the Ramban though, lo yitzuyu that the mitzvah makkah would have been zman grama, women would have been pturas. Ay de chayav as in all lavim. Zok the Ramban, this lav is different because here primarily it's a mitzvah sasim, but he's a makkah like a gagecha. That's how the Torah starts. The mitzvah to build a makkah. Then the Torah says, just in case you don't take the mitzvah essay serious enough, we're going to throw a lav at you also. But Zok the Ramban, the purpose of the lav is not an independent lav. The lav is only lachzuki essay. So if a person would be potter from the essay, they would be potter from the lav also. I mean, it extends to Kelvras and the Meru, etc. Okay, Ramban doesn't talk about that. So the Ramban assumes that whenever you have a relationship with an assay and a los assay as such, that the los assay is purpose is primarily via the mechazik is assay. So then, if the assay doesn't exist, then the los assay falls by the wayside. So that you say the Ramban is saying Kedushin Lamedal is the same as Rabbi Chanan is saying Bedas Atosis in Bava Basha Davches. This idea that when it comes to tzedakah, you have to first be down on the assay, and everything else is there from the assay. So you have the same idea, pashas according to the Ketzais. The Ketzais develops a whole yisoid that the mitzvah of tzedakah carries with it a sheep with nechosim. If a person is mechuyev to give tzedakah, not only is he mechuyev in terms of benodim lamakom, in terms of a mitzvah be'alma, but there's mamash din imamnis, the din chashim mishpat, his nechasim ha-mishubat, and that's what the Ketzai says, that's why Beizin can take away his property, that's why kafel tzedakah, mitam din imamnis, like a choyev, it's kilu he borrowed money from the aniyim, kilu he owes money b'tar shibut to the aniyim. So according to the Ketzai, it's also hard to understand, if there's a shibut nechasim by tzedakah, it's a real modified shibut and din imamnis, how does Isaac B'mitzah play a role? Isaac B'mitzah, let's say, I owe you money, I broke your window. So right now, don't bother me to pay because I'm doing a mitzvah right now. So the shugas is that. Isaac B'mitzah, part of a mitzvah doesn't mean a part of from shibudim. If I'm a chuyiv al din imamnis, I have to pay the guy the money, I own the money, I'm a gazla. So how could the Ketzai say that there's a shibut nechasim by tzedakah? If so, how could Prut and Rabbi Yosef make sense? How could there ever be a din of Isaac B'mitzah, part of mitzvah by tzedakah? So the answer has to be that the shibud is neveya from the mitzvah. So you have to be down in the mitzvah. If you're mechuyiv and drove in the mitzvah, then there's a shibud. If you're not mechuyiv, then there's no shibud.
Trying to say that each separate ma'aser tzedakah is a separate mitzvah. So I'm not tasting the shibud as meshabbat to this only. This only you're potter from giving. The next only who's going to call meshabbat.
No, every time I have a mitzvah tzedakah, there's a shibud. Each time there's a mitzvah tzedakah, there's a shibud nechasa. So he says the mitzvah tzedakah carries with it in built-in shibud nechasa.
So
kofir al tzedakah means for whenever a guy is not fulfilling tzedakah properly, Beis Din is going to step in and take away his problem.
Let's say the guy just shelled out half his estate. Whatever.
So then they're cloning the tzedakah. How much money a person mechuyev to give the shep or whatever the share is.
And if he's not at that share,
Beis Din will take the money away from him. Right? That's what the Gemara says. So the Ketzai learns that the Torah shibud nechasim. So I had a fascinating shaila. Somebody asked me before the summer, which I didn't know how to deal with the shaila. So we sent it on to Rav Asher Weiss eventually to deal with. The shaila was as follows: Ma'aser Shorei Kachoya. There was a fellow who promised to give X amount of money to a certain school, some yeshiva, whatever it was. So I think it was $80,000 or something. He pledged to give, and then the guy died. And the question was, it was a little complicated because his yoresh was really only, he had a son and a daughter, so, and there was no will, there was no halachic will written properly. So the son was really yoresh all the money, and the son gave part of the money to the sister. So the son wasn't from, so the son wasn't asking any shalos. that the sister was from. So she wanted to know, is she mechuyev to give him her share of the estate? Is she mechuyev to give towards that $80,000 of tzedakah that the father had promised to give before he died? So the basic shayla starts out as being, when the father took a neder, let's say, to give tzedakah, so was that created shibud nechasim? So if there's a shibud nechasim that's created, that's like the father borrowed money. So the father borrowed money for his debts, then the children have to pay back for those nechasim. It's a whole complicated sugya of shibudim. But if you hold that there's no shibud nechasim on tzedakah, so then the father took a neder, he took a neder, it's very nice, he died. And if he fulfills neder, it's not my problem, so I don't have to give the $80,000. So it was a tough shayla. It involved the ketzos about to be pasek the ketzos, not pasek the ketzos. It involved, it was even more complicated because it wasn't even clear the father actually took a neder. He just, it was a dibur without a lashon neder, so it's not clear for tzedakah. Then it was also complicated because the money didn't go straight from Yerusha to the woman. It went really to the son, and the son was in a sense giving as a matana of his cheder. No one really, he wasn't really mechuyev, so he's giving part of it to his sister. So it was a multifaceted shayla. So $80,000 shot, I didn't feel comfortable dealing with. So the Moshe Weiss paskin for a variety of reasons that they're not mechuyev to give. That if they want to give, it's a nice, beautiful thing, but they can't, Dini Mamas not mechuyev to give. So part of the discussion, he wrote a whole troop about it. So part of the discussion revolved around this choice about do we pass it to stills, not pass it to stills. Is there really Shibu Nechasa, but it's not for just as if they had to. That was a shot. Anyway, I go upon him. So Oisib Bitsapanim, it's a lot of interesting applications. So the basic Machlegis dies in Iran, how it fits into all the Gemaras, and you have to figure out which mitzvahs Tamatar and the Rabbanans and Tzedakahs, which mitzvah, also mitzvah is applicable to, and which mitzvah it's not. Okay, we'll stop here. Then we got one more night, right? Sunday night? One last shot, stop it.